Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. You know, I've been saying that intro so many times and we're on camera on Joey B. TV, and I speak about traveling, and I also know that viewing nature is free. And here today, I'm here going to talk about developing a viewing route or saying to you, well, what activity do you use to get into nature? And I'm going to give you a couple cool examples. So here's the first one. My folks, they live at the shore. My sister, Gab, well, what we're always doing is, see, I'm a morning person. So I am getting up because my shore mornings are this. I am there for sunrise because, again, you want to talk about, I mean, if I sleep late, I slept to like 4:30 a.m. Just me. It's my clock morning guy. Well, I am going to take photos of sunrises from three different beaches. And I'm going to take it. And you're going, well, how quick can you be? Well, I'll shoot some on this beach. I move to the next one because there might be some porpoises going by. And might be some kayakers in the ocean, whatever it is. And then I move because, you see, I'm developing that viewing route. And I move from shooting at the beaches to one of my kayak launches. I have this little private lake I go onto. And at the kayak launch, I mean, I might see a great blue heron, something, whatever's going on. And I get to shoot a little bit there. And then there is a state park there. And again, early in the morning, the deer are moving. And click, click away, and off I go. You see, I am doing all of that. And then I go out and play. So I'm sharing with you that this one is just developing that route. But let me talk to you about birders. What I love about birders, and you will see them, is they have developed their route over years. And they will go from one location to another, or a bird blind to another. And there are these bird caravans. And they're awesome. By the way, birders are some of the nicest people on earth. And you just start to chat with them, and they'll share with you what type of bird. So that there are so many different walks that you can actually sign up for, birding walks. And there are local birding clubs. There are birding clubs all across America. To give you that example, continue with the birders. In the Meadowlands, which is close to where I grew up, there are these bird blinds. Then there are the trails. There are boardwalks above the water. So here you are. You're getting out. You're getting exercise. You're seeing some of the shorebirds, and I'll talk to you a little in a few seconds more about some of the shorebirds, and it's a migratory path. So sometimes you are seeing birds only for a short period of time. They're here, they're gone. Well, viewing nature is free. You get out there, and hey, I'm an exercise guy. I just said I'm a morning guy, but I'm the exercise guy. I want to do one thing of exercise every day, but if I can get out in nature and do that, I'm getting, so to speak, two benefits in one. Actually, I got to say three because I am at peace when I am out there as well. So now let's slow it down. Let's talk about my home. I have front and back viewing stations with my bird feeders. So you see, I have different seed, different locations. I now know what birds will, you know, for the most part, will come to one of them or the other. And I am out there with, again, I always have my cameras. You guys know that by now. And now my back viewing stations, well, you've got the deer coming in. So with the deer coming in, I've got cameras and binos set up right there. You can watch Joey B, the Joey B TV, the groundhog versus the cardinal this time of the year, because the cardinal is the true prognosticator. I said it wrong, but picking early spring. So you'd want to watch that, joeybe.tv. But I've got the groundhogs around. I've got the rabbit and the fox. Well, obviously, if I've got rabbits and groundhogs, guess what? I've got the red-tailed fox there too. Turkeys. Now, here's one of the cooler things. I've done research on turkey vocalization, how they speak, how they communicate. So who's going to roost in the trees above my driveway, this long drive? Well, turkeys. So it is now my nephew Wyatt's about 3 years old, and it's Thanksgiving time, and I'm telling everyone, well, I got turkeys roosting in a tree, and Wyatt's going, turkey no living tree. Oh, yeah, you know, they live in a tree above my turkey no living tree, because as far as he's concerned, they're either on your plate or they're on a farm somewhere. So it is now Christmas Eve. It is probably, I'm going to say, maybe 40 degrees out was a warmer Christmas Eve. Everyone's over my house. The turkeys come to roost. And I said, why the turkeys? He goes, turkeys no living tree. Come with me. He goes, turkeys live in tree. I said, yeah, yes, they do. Well, I am out there because I know their patterns. So you see, you develop a viewing route, viewing pattern, viewing time, and when you can actually enjoy. Again, it's enjoying nature. So I just share that with you. And one of the other things, and I'll discuss a little in length and a little bit more, are the tracks in the snow. And you will learn so much about an animal by their tracks. Well, giving you a wintertime viewing nature is free, and a ultimate winter workout is on snowshoes. So there's a number of different types of owls in the Hatfield Swamp. And with the Audubon Society, I've done some counts, and I've done some of their Christmas counts. Well, if you're looking for a neat activity to do near Christmas. And we get on snowshoes, and we'll head into the back country. And let me tell you, people say, oh, snowshoes, you just walk right on top of the snow. Well, I'm going to let you know, you sink in the snow a bit, you have to come out. It is a great workout. My buddy Jim Desay and I, we've been in the back country. We've filmed on snowshoes back there. And I'm going to let you know that it's a great peaceful way, because getting on snowshoes, you're going to see things that you don't typically see because now you're in the back country somewhere. And the other side of it is it's peace. It is tranquility, and you're away from all the other noise. And you're going to see more on the snowshoes than you will probably just about any time of the year. So let's go from the snow down to the beach, Island Beach State Park. Well, Steve Fitzhugh. Steve used to be a defensive back for the Denver Broncos. He is absolutely the greatest speaker I have ever heard, from the youngest to oldest, Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp. Steve's just the man. And Steve says we need to step out of our comfort zones. So it's like you're standing there and you drew a box around where your feet are, and that's your comfort zone, and that's where you live. And too many times in life, we're afraid to step out of that comfort zone because, hey, guess what? We are uncomfortable. Well, I am not a shore bird person. And the birds that live at the shore, vast amount, and just think about all the different types of gulls that are there. Well, I need to step out of my comfort zone when I am there. So field guides, develop a pattern. And again, you can get to Island Beach State Park or any place along the coast, wherever you happen to live. And I'm going to let you know that you can actually get out there and see birds, no pun intended, get it, ocean seabird, seabirds that you actually have to figure out and say, okay, who is this guy? And once again, there are walks and there are naturalists that are there that you can ask questions. So here's my question to you. So what gets you into nature? Is it hiking? Is it kayaking? Is it fishing? Is it photography? Well, for me, I absolutely love to fly fish, my passion. But with me, I take a camera and a mini tripod. You see, the fly fishing is what gets me into nature. But if I am fishing and there is a pileated woodpecker in a tree right across, fishing has no bearing about, like, I could care less about the fishing. I am now intent on capturing that pileated, whatever it is. And so I'm going to share with you, you know, whatever activities get you into nature will continue. Again, and you know this, and I always say viewing nature is free. And like, yeah, is there a cost when you have to purchase your kayak and all that? But hey, once that cost is incurred for the rest of your life, you're there with that. So whether it's Yellowstone National Park or the local trout stream, my cameras are with me wherever I go. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, go with one purpose. That's enjoying nature and all aspects of it. Give you a cool example. My friend Nancy Nolte, many of you know Nick Nolte, the actor, his sister Nancy, good friend of mine. Well, my good buddy Dr. Dan and I, we get out, we fish there on her farm, it's a great bass pond, and we're fishing one day, and while we're fishing, early in the morning, we hear barred owls call, not one, but two. So Danny looks up into the woods next to the pond. There are the barge. And once again, it's like I just said, we got to nature because of our fishing. And now all of a sudden, something else is going on. We put down the rods, paddle the canoe over to the side. Of course, I caught more fish because I'm joking. And then we're off. And one of the unique things that happened there, we hear the barred owls, we get into the woods, and they take us further into the woods. And we hear them calling, and they take us further. And what we realize is there was a nest near the pond, and their job was to take us away from the nest. So that was pretty neat. But, hey, that's the viewing nature as free deal. So if you're looking to get out into nature, well, what else can you do? Join a hiking club. There are so any piece of, and I'll use the Appalachian Trail, any piece of the Appalachian Trail, but there are hiking clubs all across America. Trout Unlimited will teach you how to fly fish, and then you make some friendships there, and now you're all of a sudden you're out there. There are all these singles clubs that do hikes. You can try that. Women in fly fishing is growing tremendously in America. So, ladies, if you're looking for something to do that's going to get you out there where you can view nature, fly fishing, again, I talk about it because it's my passion, is something that you can do. And I have actually filmed with many of the women, fly fisher women in America there. Now, how about tracking wildlife? You can go out and my good buddy, Dr. Halfpenny, was one of my professors, and my great friend Jim Bruchak, Native American. They've written many books on tracking animals. So tracking animals is a unique way of, hey, you're going out for that hike. Viewing nature is free. And it's almost like the railroad tracks are going to lead you to the train. Well, the animal tracks are going to lead you to the animal. Simple little way of thinking about it, but it does happen that way. So me, I'm going to get up on the AT. There's a trail that takes me up to Sunrise Mountain. There's a ledge up there, and I can sit on the ledge, and this is not an exaggeration. I am sitting up on a ledge at 1,700 feet, and with the winds coming and rising up, the thermals rising up the mountain, I will actually have raptors sail at eye height right next to me. You want to talk about viewing nature is free, and I am just sitting there, click, 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 my camera going, and they just sail by. And near that is a place we call Twisted Tree. And my good buddy Dr. Bob, one time, a couple years back, Bob goes, I want to see some eagles. I said, well, I'm going to take you. And he's joking with me, best friend growing up. He goes, you better take me eagles. And he's going on. He says, if you don't find any eagles, you owe me lunch. No problem. So I take him up to Twisted Tree. We're sitting there again, and this is higher than 1,700 feet up. And we're sitting there, and maybe, I'm saying 2-3 minutes, a full mature bald eagle sails by at eye level. I go, Bob, I guess you owe me lunch. And like his jaws dropping, drool coming out of his mouth, all that. And so you see that viewing nature, just go find that place, find the activity, get out there. Because, hey, I'm talking about it. I guess I got some drool coming out of my mouth because this is who I am. I want to be out there all the time. I'm the morning person. Get in the kayak in the Adirondacks near my friend Steve Sanderson's. And I'll go into this cove early in the morning, and the kingfishers are everywhere. And the kingfishers are diving down, getting a fish back up into the tree. And I'll just sit there as quiet as could be. And I am enjoying nature as it is intended. Well, how about relaxation? With my wolf research, at the end of the day, I'd grab one of my fishing rods up there. We were by the Canadian border, and I had some spin rods up there. And it was just a way to get out there. It's almost like the rod was my way of getting there. And it was just like saying, okay, I got the rod. What else can I see? And the loons were always on the lake. And I'm just out there enjoying the fishing, but enjoying those loons. My grizzly bear research, end of the day. I used to call it the golf course. We were up on the top of the Rockies, literally on the top of the Rockies. And it was manicured basically by the elks gnawing on the grasses that were up there. So I look at this little golf course and you look down and there is the elk nursery. All the calves and cows are there and all the coyotes trying to come in and steal a calf. And no, they couldn't do it because Mama Elk is very protective, but it's just really neat to see up there. And remember, it is your job to find a way to get out there and enjoy nature because viewing nature is free. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.